We are up to the design exactly 1 week from now. We're finishing Masechta Yevamos. Then starts Shas Katan Ksuvos. Says the Gemara, Ahugit, there was once a get, 4 lines from the top of design of there was a get, the Ishtakar Besura, that was found in Ksura, this was written in the get, Besura, Mosa, in the city of Besura, Anna, I. Anan Bar Chia, this is the guy's name, Anan the son of Chia, Nehadoi, from the city of Nehadoi, Patrid, Vitarchid, I wrote a get and I sent Polonis in to see my wife. This is whatever name was, and this is the get that I'm giving her. They found the get, right? Ubatkud, this is what happened. I mean, we just had a machlekes abayi, but abayi says that if you find a star, you always have to investigate to see whether that's the only person. Even though we have no reason to suspect, you have to do investigation. The Rava says the only time you have to investigate is if you know there's more than one person with that name. If you don't know, you don't have to bother investigating. So here's a story where they found it, and they actually did investigate. They checked everywhere. Is there another guy by that name? Onan Bachir Nedoy. They found one other person, Levar, except they found one person. His name was Onan Bachir, also the same name. Onan Bachir, but he came from Chagra. Not from Nedoy, from Chagra. But the Havi Ben Nedoy. And he was in Nedoy. No, he happened to be in Nedoy, but he came from the city of Chagra. Okay. But also, so now, Luchayda is a little bit of a doubt. Maybe it's that other person who wrote this get, because he lived in Nedoy. He's also said, he came along a pair of witnesses, but Omer, they said that this second Onan Bachir from Chagra, that very day that this get was written, Onan Bachir mechabra gabonah was with us all day. In other words, he didn't write any get that day. So there's no doubt anymore that who then wrote the get, that person, Onan Bachir from Nedoy. So here, we actually did an investigation, and this is what we came up with. So you would think that according to everybody in this case, no problem.
But it wasn't positive.
It was. They found that there's only one other person.
There's
no positive what they said is one in Nedoy, though.
They didn't identify this as the guy.
Exactly. There's no other people.
They eliminated.
So, Omar Abaye says Abaye.
Positive, negative.
Didn't they used to... Like nowadays, the minig is they cut up the get with a razor afterwards so that no one else could use it.
There's no such thing.
But they do.
The reason why we do it today is because we have a record of it in the bezin, so if you always need proof, right? So you have a copy.
But the Indian is that no one else can find that get and use it.
Yeah, but we have a copy. You have to have evidence.
Yeah,
so what do you do
like
then?
A shover, there's like a receipt of the bezin.
But they didn't have that in those days. She had to keep it in like her, this is her license to live. People traveled, there was no access, there was no other means of knowing. Omar Abaye says, Abaye, that even though I said before, that even though we have no suspicions we need to check out, in this case we actually investigated and this is what we uncovered, surely you can use this get. Even according to me, I normally say, Chashinan, we're suspicious. Hochaloi Chashim, we're not suspicious. Why? Dokka Omri Sadi, the witness came along and said, the Benehadoi have it. That this guy was Nedoy, my boy Besuda. It's impossible to get from Nedoy and Suda in the same day. It's very far away from each other. Omar Rava says, Rava, I, who usually am Mekel over here, I'm going to be unbelievably Machmer. Usually I say that if you have no grounds of suspicion, you don't have to be suspicious. Over here, now that we actually found another person, even though he lived a million miles away, I'm suspicious. Why am I suspicious? Omar Rava. Afli, you want to make this woman mutter, I'm going to be suspicious. Afli, even though generally I hold like cheshinin, hocha cheshinin. Deal, for 3 reasons. Dilma, galma, porcha, maybe they found a very quick camel. We had an expression like that in Makkas. They found a very quick camel. And so he was able to get the same day from Nehadoi to Sura. Now that we know for sure there's another person by this name, how do we know for sure that he wasn't there? Inami or Bikfitza, maybe he used a shame and he was able to fly from point A. This is something Aaron Asher says it was shame. Or Inami Mili Masa, or maybe he gave instructions to a Shliach. You guys are in Surah, you write a get for me in Surah, and they and write the place as if the place where you are, which is Surah, even though the Baal is in the Hadoi. So we don't know for a fact that he didn't do it. I now he's denying it, maybe he changed his mind. Not at all.
The shlich
says,
the
yeah, exactly. And how do I know that? Kid Amaru l'Rav l'Safri, Rav once said to his scribes, "Zechen Amaru l'Rav Huna l'Safri." So Rav Huna said also to his scribes, "Ki isnuchu b'Shili." When you are in the city of Shili, I'm in the city of Hini. When you're in the city of Shili, kesuvu b'Shili. Write the get as if the place was Shili. Afagav de mimsim mili bihini. Even though I'm giving you the instructions here in Hini, but I want you, since you're going to be in Shili, when you write it, write the record the name of the place as if it's Shili. Bichi istichu bihini, and if you're going to be in Hini, kesuv bihini. Even though I'm in Shili, write as if it's Hini. Afagav de mimsim mili bishili. Rashi. Rashi, four lines on the top. Hochaloi chayshina, doi ivdikit kol nadoi, we investigate entire doi, vela hayu onan lekel emeche. Aye, there's one on here. We're not worried. The Amr Sadi, the witness has said, so obviously this guy himself is denying it, but we don't trust him, because maybe he changed his mind. And this other woman now is wants to use the get, and she's not entitled to use the get. But we have witnesses. We're not worried that there's another person somewhere in the world. Abai doesn't hold you have to check the whole world out. You have to check out in that area. He said from the doi, check out in the doi. And there's no other person like that in the doi, good enough. Rav said, I hold hoche chashin and hoyil vuhurzik ish acha be'iroi kishmoy. Now that we know there's a person, even though there were two witnesses that said that it couldn't be, it doesn't matter. Maybe a camel that flies like a bird, or kfitzai they shame through the Eibush as Nathan coming through Zoyer, or mili masal v'avavish lahoyimoy. Maybe even though he wasn't there, he was in a doy. Shema mitchila amal lehem beiroy. Maybe he told him the doy. Kis forget l'ishti when you get to Sura, right? He gets to my wife. Aragar hocho enus. They went to Sura. Shili v'hini mekaymer shein. They're two different places. So therefore,
if,
yeah.
If we hold a zoi poshut that the shliach has to write it from where he is.
No. He can write either one.
Oh, okay.
But it could be. That's the thing. It's a possibility. Yeah.
So if you have a daily zonim, which is a chayas akosav, that the sick and group is saying, one of you said.
Yeah.
Maybe the first guys did these things to beat the place where the guy was Mechalal Shabbos, or whatever he did on which they sang Eidus.
Sorry, say again?
The whole thing of Eidus is Exeris HaKosu, right? That you believe the second Sigimon Ayisim, we believe the second guy is in the first month of Zayim, right?
Yeah.
But if you didn't have that, you could say that the Eidim on whom it said you were with us here, how could you see it? Because whatever it is, we sang here to get to see the guy.
The Gemara in Marcus says about it. The Gemara says they clearly be done. We're not Choshes Gomel Parech. And Tesh really asked, what's the chilek? How come the Gemara clearly says we're not choshes gam breich? And here we are, choshes. And Tesh says over here, Tesh, the second answer Tesh is because over there, the Edim would have, the guy, the Edim themselves, who have found liars, would have said, it's true, we were with you chleis in the morning, but we had a gam breich, we had a shame. They didn't ever say anything, they didn't defend themselves. That's why.
It's like a
modem
mixtus type.
Yeah, because, yeah, it's a pretty odd thing to do a gam breich and get 1 point to say something. Yeah.
You think if someone had such a high speed racing camera, they might know. It's like if someone owns a Ferrari, people know about it. You know, that's an exciting piece of machinery they got.
Okay, right then. Right then, Gemara. My Havi Allah the Shumshumi, the case we had yesterday, the guy came back to give me my Shumshumi, and he said, no, you took it back, this is mine. And it turned out to be that both. He said, I know exactly how much there is in there, and the Gemara says, so what? You just happened to buy fluke, you got the right numbers. What happens then? Do we give it to him or not? My Havi Allah the Shumshumi, Rav Yemar Omar Loi Chashinan, we're not worried that it belongs to him. And Ravina Mechashinan, we're worried that maybe he did clear it out. If because he cleared it out, therefore now it's the nifkids, it's no longer the mafkids. And therefore you don't have to get back to the mafkid. The mafkid has to prove that it's his barrel of shumshumim. Otherwise, he doesn't get it back. So we do say, Rashi, Mahavilai shumshumim, mi chashinah shem apinon. Did he clear it out? This next Gemara is very interesting. Remember, we had two variables. We said that it has to be peace in the world. And also, as we shown by them, and also there should be no argument between him and her. If there were arguing between him and her, we're worried that maybe, but the dumb she's lying, she wants to get out of it. As soon as she has the flimsiest excuse to get out of the marriage, she'll use it. Now, says Gemara, how do we know that there was an argument between these two people before they went overseas? What's the definition of an argument between a husband and wife? Gemara says it. But I met her, she says, the people, neighbors heard her scream to her husband, Labaila, Gasheni, I want a divorce. That's that. I obviously things weren't going well. Freddy Gemara, kulu nami amriachi. Every woman, when she gets angry, says, "I want a divorce." So it's no raya anymore.
Another one of those Gemaras. Maybe better not to learn with the old kind of girls.
Ela, What happened was, she says, not that we overheard. She said that my husband did divorce me. Freddy Gemara, if she said, and my husband divorced me, and so we don't believe her, but if they come back and she said, my husband died, we believe that her husband died. Freddy Gemara, let's believe that itself that she's divorced. Why do you have to go krichamaisa if it died? If she says, my husband divorced me, we know that and we believe her. If a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, and I manage to believe chazaka that a woman doesn't lie, so we should believe her. If her husband was around, in other words, while her husband was alive or something else, she once said in front of other people, you divorced me. So people saw that. And then the husband went away. And then a year later, the woman says, my husband died. My ex-husband died. We should believe her. Because there's no longer... Since it was a ktata, she says gerashtani, so we don't know if we should believe her now when she says her husband died. Why shouldn't we believe her if she says I was divorced, so we're saying we don't believe. Oh, we're saying now we don't believe her that she was divorced.
When you say ketota means other people have heard it as a ketota. What's the ketota that she said? She said back then.
That's right. That you divorced. You divorced me, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So why then, if she comes along and says that but we don't believe that she was divorced because we have no proof. Then she comes along, and her husband dies. We don't believe her when there's a ketota. We think that she has a vested interest. But the Gemara's question is, let's believe in the fact that she says she's divorced. That's enough. When she says in front of her husband, you divorced me, we say a rule, a woman has the chutzpah to say that unless it's true. So forget the husband dead or not dead. What do we should believe that she's divorced and just let her, and she's free anyway. Says the Gemara, what people heard her say was, by meres gerashtani bifnei pleni or pleni. She didn't say just you divorced me. She says Yankel and Shmedel were witnesses. The she'ilno. Then we went ahead and asked Yankel Shmedel, did you see it? It never happened. So what the story that she said is proven to be a lie. But yet she said so emphatically, you divorced me, which means there's obviously disharmony and discord there. A normal wife says, give me a divorce. She doesn't go around saying you divorced me. Rashi. Amrachas Kasan, every woman said that when she's angry, you divorced me. My time in the tot. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. My time, what's the reason why there's an argument between the husband and wife? We don't believe anymore. Why not? Two possibilities. We think that she's lying. She hates the guy, and she wants to get out. So she makes up the story. We think that since she anyway wants to get out of the marriage, the slightest excuse, she's not going to do proper investigation. As soon as she hears a rumor that her husband is dead, that's enough for her. Her husband is dead. Because she wants to get out. Rashi. She doesn't mind getting out of it. That's applying as a maybe. I'm hoping she's alive. No, she won't get married. She hates him. She's careful.
Now we've got here, if
you
read the Mishnah
literally
and put into it what's happening is that prior to them going away, we already had this scene in the
Ketata, right.
Which we say, what happened then, that somebody heard her say to her husband, you divorced me.
In front of plenty and plenty.
Right? So now they're going away, and there's a milchama.
No, we don't do a milchama. No.
She comes back alone.
One or the other. Mishnah says one or the other. Yeah, we don't need both. You have milchama, you don't need a ketata. Says the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference if the reason is because she will lie, or the reason is because she imagines things? What's the difference? Ika benayu, the argil huktata. What about if the way we learned till now was she's the one who's making the fight, right? She's the one saying, you divorced me. What about the other way around? The husband's the one pushing her away. So really, she doesn't hate the husband. She wants to be with the husband. He is pushing her away. So then the nafkamina would be that if the husband's pushing her away, but she's not going to lie because she wants him back. But if, because her imagination still runs a bit wild, because then she's a little bit angry, why is she pushing me away? So he's not going to do her homework that thoroughly. Rashi? No Rashi. Back to the Gemara. Kuf Fezayin, the base, the top line. Iboilu, we have a question. Same question. Eid Echad Biktata, just like we had yesterday. Eid Echad B'Mechama, the same question. Eid Echad Biktata, what is the din? A single eid comes along in a case where they were in strife, the husband and wife, but he says that the husband died. Again, same boy we had before. What's the reason why we believe in Eid Echad? Is it because we believe him, or is it because we believe her? My time with the eight Echad Mehemet. Is it Meshum? You believe him? The Milz David Gluya Le Meshake. Why would he lie? He knows his credibility will be shot if he gets up and says at eight Echad that this husband is dead and tomorrow the husband comes back. Forget his credibility. So we believe him because he would have done his homework. Is that the vort? So then, even though there's a tata between the wife and him, what's it do with him? He, between the wife and the husband, what's it do with him? He'll say the truth. He won't lie. The reason why an echad is not because you rely on him, you rely on her. And because there's a ketata, we can't rely on her. So therefore, we can't rely on the echad either. She's happy to get out of the marriage. She's not going to be that tharu. Teiku. Taka's a question. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the only time we allow this woman to divorce if she comes back to her husband's dead, if she's still in a state of grieving. Could be happened 2 months ago. We want to see her clothes torn. We want to see when she relates a story to us that tears are streaming down her face. We want to see some genuine remorse, sadness and sorrow. So the Gemara tells a story, interesting. Sorry? You know, reminds me, remember Sam, Uncle Sam, who used to be here? Remember Uncle Sam told me that he knows for a fact that what's her name? With the dingo. What's her name?
Zaria
Chamberlain. That she's guilty. Because he went to the court case, and when she get the testimony about what happened to kids, I didn't see one tear in her face. And a mother who lost a kid, how can you not cry, even though it happened a while ago already? So he knew the Gemara.
Uncle Sam.
He went to the trial.
It was an open trial.
Characters who turned up everywhere.
You remember Uncle Sam? He's sleeping in the coat room here.
I remember finding in the Seamus box some of his subpoenas.
Yeah.
It was one of them. He was summoned because of he was urinating on, you know, that property on the corner of Inkerman. There used to be this old lady lived there.
Yeah, the Mashasa.
So he was urinating there and arrested. It was a summons to court for that.
Tanya, we learned, Amru le Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ledvarecha, you Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to feign as if you are, you know, filled with sorrow. So Pikach is an intelligent woman. Tanase, she'll be smart. She'll feign, you know, as if she's sad, and you let her go. And Shaita, somebody's not that smart, doesn't know you have to, give crocodile tears. Like Tanase, because even if you lost a husband, it was 3 months ago, 4 months ago. How many times can you cry already?" Ella achazu achazu tenasi. So Chacham answer back. I don't care what it is. Always you let her marry. The Gemara tells the story. Ahid asya lebeidina did Rabbi Yehuda. A woman was going to the bezin. Rabbi Yehuda ran, and she was going to inform Rabbi Yehuda that her husband died. So on the way, walking in, Amrila the rabbanon, the tamidim, was sitting outside. Said to her, "We want to give you some advice. Safdi bailech, when you walk in there, give your husband a hespit. Kadi mana, give yourself a tear in the clothing, look like you're a shlupper. Sasi mazich, let your hair, your braids go free. Alfuj, and in other words, look like you are depressed." Says, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the only time a believer is, what? What does it mean, sasi mazich? It means undo the braids.
But
what does that mean? She's like a married woman, even if the husband dies.
So she keeps it covered, so she uncovered.
Rabbi Yehuda will walk out of the room. You want her to sit there. What does he say there? What do you mean? What do you undo here?
Talking
about the shekel,
she had
the shekel
and then
she let it. Mm. Interesting. Anyway.
Business
is She's not gunna. She wanted to get married. Says the Gemara, Alfu Shikra. These Tamidim taught this woman to lie. Says Gemara, no. Inu kerabban, they're like rabbanon that if a woman comes and says my husband died, we trust her already. But they knew that the chief bezin was Rabbi Yehuda. They knew what he believed, so they told her to pretend. But so get to be on the side as well, and that is not called shikra. It's interesting. Amri tavid hachi keched l'shraya. So you know, if I believe that something is all right, and I know your weak points, I can play with you so that you'll agree with me, even though it's not exactly the way you wanted it to be. But I know that I'm right, so therefore I can do that. The famous question. But they don't use this to talk about. The famous question is, you know, Sanhedrin, if 70 Sanhedrin, 71. So 70 Sanhedrin find, 22 think that this person here is guilty. And the 23rd person thinks that the guy is innocent. So if he gets up, capital punishment. If he gets up and he says the guy is innocent, he'll be killed. Because 22 against 1. But if he gets up and says the guy is guilty,
when the whole
bezin is unanimous, it comes out innocent. So he is that called a liar? So interesting. When the Achreim, the big Chassam Sofer, talk about it, they don't bring this Gemara. But look here, there's an Indian. that you're allowed to sort of massage the truth. As the outcome is where I believe
it. That is fascinating as well.
Oh, yeah, something else, yeah. If you don't see the niches in the Shama, you have no right to be.
How is it possible that you can't find male schools?
Rashi. Alfu shikra beat me. Im kirabilus ulu din and I believe it came boy khalama hayru li because why they tell her to pretend. Says the Mishnah, interesting. Base Hill I mean Base Hill says Loi Shamanu. Here you'll find Bishama is more compassionate than Base Hill when it comes to Agunas. Loi Shamanu, we didn't hear that we believe a woman. In other words, there's a whole basis that we believe a woman when she says her husband died because of a certain incident that happened. And therefore, it has to be exactly like that incident. Only if he came back from harvesting. Only in this particular country. Exactly where the country that where it happened. First of all, doesn't make a difference what activity they were doing. It doesn't, where they're going in the field. Doesn't make a difference which country they were coming from. If a wife comes back, she went out with a husband overseas, and comes back and says, "This is what happened, my husband, a believer." Like Dibru Chachamim because Abahayva. That's what happened. That's the story. Chaz Basil Lebesham. Basil later changed his mind. Basham. Basham is more compassionate than Gun and Hill. Another mission. Every mission of Basham is always first. Basham is always first. Yeah. Maybe yeah. Yeah. Good point. Rashi. That's the story. We'll soon see. I mean, the only allowed that which is exactly the same. She had a cut of lanu. It should be close, and it should also be a neighboring city. And what the vartel is? If it's a faraway city, she can make up stories. If it only happened next door, she's scared that any day now somebody from next door will travel here and say, "Oh, Yanko, I just had a game of tennis with him." So she would be scared to lie. But like Meshakram, Medina says, "Yeah, I'm ain't never. I believe." Taisa says, "Interesting. Look at Taisa. Dibu kachel b'hayve." Why Dafka? I mean, what's a swatter? It has to be a little swatter too as well. Why Dafka harvesting and not cutting olives and so on? It says Tesis. Yudishal Malama cuts it. Amar Abmana, the Einzid the Shkiach Shiny, that harvesting the wheat is worse and more dangerous than any other activity. Hachama Kodachas Barashish Lab, no trees. You're in a field, the grain belt. The sun beats down on your head, Bishasa cuts it, and therefore it's quite shy. You can probably get a heart attack or sunstroke. This is the story of the Shunamis. There it's common to have headaches more than any other activity. So it's not stammering about the rhyme. It makes sense. Harvesting. Elisha,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Shunamis. Rashi, behaiba. This is what happened. It makes no difference. Tani learned. According to you, if you want to say exactly the maize, it's not stam harvesting. It's harvesting wheat. But barley didn't happen. So who said that if you harvest barley, she's believed? Mainly, I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's only if you harvest wheat. What about bites? What about cutting grapes or maizik, olives, goyder, fence, oider, or tilling the soil? I mean, I know these activities also. She comes back and her husband died. It's ridiculous to make all these differences. It's also out in the sun.
Nah, but barley is earlier than wheat. Barley is still.
Okay. What about goyder and oider? Yeah,
that's midsummer and pre-summer, you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, but acking the field.
That's what you had in what do you call it? In the bottle.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
The barley was earlier.
A phalus haina. Hoganami, maise, shahoya, but oise, dina, boa, dina, kula. So over here also, even though the mice happened to happen in that place, but it makes no difference. If a wife comes back and her husband died, we believe it. Well, base Hillel, no. Only Ba'isa Medina, the Shchichi Inche, because if it's the next door, people travel all the time, so she's scared to lie. Mirtis, Medina, Medina, Chedla, Shchichi Inche, like Mirtis, but if it's a far away, distant country, she's not scared. Ube Shamesh, no. He never knows. You never know when people travel. They're always travelers. And therefore, you never know when somebody will come from that city. Rashi. Right, the Gemara. Sorry, Rashi. Ledivreichim, Shatim, Moimbim, Kein, Hamais, has to be exactly. Shebe, Shoibin, we need. Engelik, Tichitim, the Maises, Hoibin, Tichitim, Moikul, Galeklan. Goide, Tomorim. What about somebody who cuts dates? Or Oide, Malakitanim. Oide, here doesn't mean Akron. Oide means if you're collecting figs. What's the story? Shilfi was the end of it was the end of the season of harvesting of wheat. 10 people went to cut harvest of wheat. A snake bit one of them and died. Rashi learned he was talking about the heat stroke. Here, Algamar, a little bit of heat. A snake came and bit this person and died. Uvasi Ishtar, this man's wife, came. Vaidia, the Bezin, notified the Bezin, my husband died. The Sholchun, they checked it out, sent out there. Umat, you know, they found like there were 10 people there. 9 of them came back, survived, but her husband, one who died. In other words, she was telling the truth. He can marry you. Very hard to understand. There were 9 witnesses there. That's why you believe her. There were 10 people there. One of them died, another 9 survived. So where do you see from here that you actually believe her when nobody was around? And hold on. Mezbalit is Yabin. If she's about to die and there's no children, she can be Yabin. Ashi, Shulfi, Saif, Tichit, Nen, Vahavi, Shulfi, Lashon, Shalav, Shalavi, she removed, she cried, Hayaktim, Mishdalav, Oive, the Zizim is coming to an end. Says in Molevaita, so this Machlekis, Besham, Besil, whether you, if a story happened, we made a Gzeda, do we follow the story identically or not? Is Lucheda, we had the same Machlekis in Chagige and other places. Name Lucheda, Chanan, Yemen, Akiva, Rabbonon, is exact same machleke b'sham b'sil k'mif k'tani. We learn lo yisa ada mechates. A person should not carry the water that he's going to use for the paradumim, the eifachates, or the ashes of a chates, the yavidim b'yardim, and cross the Jordan, or the sfinim of the ship. We'll soon see why. Because when they once transported the ship, they found their shelets. Shouldn't do that. So we don't want to ever do it again. So not the Jordan, and not on a boat. But
the Yabid
Bitsadze.
I want to say here that there were the 10 people, but the person couldn't find.
It says Vishalchu.
No.
Umatsu. Kidvareh. How did they find?
You're saying there were witnesses there also, because there were 10 people there, but the point is there's nobody else to corroborate the story. That's all that together.
Yeah, but at least the 10 people, 9 of them come back and say, we all went out together. It says they went out together.
Yeah,
but he never came back. At least they can say something,
yeah,
some truth to it.
There's nobody from the 10 people. That's what they want to say. She's the only one. She's another shit.
Where do you say that? Where do you get it from?
That's why otherwise you're right. Why not really?
Where do you get from that they couldn't find any 9 people? And how Umatsu Kidvareh? What did they find? A corpse.
A corpse, yes. But why?
How do you know they didn't find the 9 people?
It's not proper. Then why rely on them? They left the guy to keep the corpse.
That's obvious, but how do we know that? Is it one of the Rishonim or one of the Achronim? Not the Rishonim. Okay. So it's no... The only shots we're saying, okay. But there's no raya for the Gemara itself. Because you have no breda, so that's what we can say pshat is.
But in other words, how do you explain why...
That's not an answer. But in the story of the Gemara, it doesn't... come out that way. So you have to find out. Okay, there's some more digging. Anyway, the Yamid b'tzadzev yizarachi shouldn't stand on one side of the Jordan and throw it to the other side. I guess at the narrowest point. V'lo yeshitim apneim mayim, he shouldn't set them floating on the water. V'lo yarkivim, shouldn't have them ride. Lo agave behema, lo agave chaber. It's like you're floating on the water. Elikin raglim noyge bekakev. You can go on someone's back, but your feet have to touch the ground. So it shouldn't be like the story that happened. Ava ma'avidim ala gesher. You're allowed to go on the bridge. And it makes no difference whether it's the Yarden or any river. We don't want you going on a boat, all of these things, because of a story that happened. So in other words, it doesn't be exactly like the story, it's similar. Only the Yarden, and Ubisvina, only the Yarden, only the ship, it has to be exactly like the mice it was. In other words, this Machlek is here. It has to be exactly like the mice or not. We'll soon see what the story was. Leimar Rabbon and Amri Kibbe Shammai, that's not exactly like, but it has to be similar. Chanamri Kibbe Shammai, that has to be exactly like. Amri Kibbe Shammai, and Anamri Kibbe Shammai, and Kanamri Kibbe Shammai, Elim Shum de Mirtis, Bimakim Kodif. Mirtis. Bimakim Mirtis. Basil says, no. Basil says, I have a swara. Not because I have like some shagash, has to be exactly like the original story. I have a swara. When is a woman scared to lie? When it happened next door, she's scared people will come by. If it's far, far away, she thinks that she can delude herself that nobody's coming, and therefore she'll kakak a story. She wants to get out of the marriage. So, hocha mali yad and mali shanot. Over here, we're worried about on the ship there's a sheriff's berry. What's a chilik? Which river you're crossing? Doesn't make sense. So why would I hold it? It has to be exactly like the story. I who say it has to be exactly like the story. Can hold b'shamim when it comes to the case of an aguna. We believe her regardless. Over there, the word is we trust her. She will do her investigation, so therefore we trust her in all respects. Mali makam kadam, mali makam racha. She was done investigations. Hacham shem majal here. The only reason why we're goyzim because of a particular event. So when we goyzim a particular event, and we have no basis to say it'll ever happen again, so it has to be exactly like that event. Otherwise, don't go by. where the story happened, we were geyser. Shah no hottest la havi maisa la gozer bum. What's going on here? My maisa shahoy. What was the story? Maisa ba adam is the story of the person shahoy maiva mechatas. He was transporting the water of the chatas ve efe chad as the chatas be yadin and crossing the Jordan. Uv the sfinu was on his boat. The nimtza they found kazayis min ameis. They found there a kazayis of a corpse. Tochuv be kakoyish sfinu. There was room for them to be to it. And in the kakoyish sfinu, they found there a kazayis.
I didn't know it was a mace.
What do you mean? They
reckon. No, yeah. It's a kazayis of a mace. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was just an arm. Maybe he's alive.
No, what do you mean? They could tell it was a kazayis of a mace. It's decomposed, whatever it is.
It's dead.
So only then, but on an animal, for example, there's no problem. Rashi. You don't stand on one side. It's like a ship. What does a ship do? It doesn't touch the ground. It's like it's flying. Okay, it's above the water, but it's like it's flying. Even though in the Gemara Shabbos we learned it's like the boat is actually staying still and the water's moving. Here we're saying another. It looks like it's flying, so therefore you can't throw, or in a plane.
So like
yeah,
keep.
Yeah, but once you make exeter, yeah, applying all players similar. The Yakima got behemoth. Where can the kazayis may be larger than the behemoth? Nevertheless, but teicha mayim and have the animal walk through the water. Then in nami dumi the sfinet similar. Shah adam hanoisin yeshib b'mekayma. You're sitting one place. Usfinasa in a tal and the ship is transporting you across where the animal is. Umaylichta in carrying you. Sfinet pa'amim shi goyshesses v'legaz b'karka. And the boat sometimes touches the ground, so it's like the ship. The animal is touching the ground and you're above. The only time you can cross an animal is if your feet kufa are touching the ground. So then you're not like a ship. The bridge is considered like part of the ground. It's not like you're walking over water, you're walking over a bridge. It's like you're walking on it and feet. Ain't no demons in a ship. Says the Mishnah. Another machleket b'shamay sil. Then will change and agree with b'shamay. Tinosay b'shamay in comes aguna is much easier. He said, "Now this woman, how far do we? How, to what extent do we believe her? Not only do we allow her to get married, we also entitle her to her ksuva. B'shamay, I mean tinosay, she can get married when she comes back and gives us an account her husband's dead, and v'titol ksuvasa, she can take her ksuva. B'shil, I mean tinosay, she can get married, but v'loy titol ksuvasa. When it comes to the mamonis, we don't give her her ksuva." Rashi Tinasi Vitikas Alpia based on her story. Amrulem Bishame, I don't understand. He told him Erva Chamura when it comes to a question of a married woman being living with another man. You said no problem, we trust her. The loy not to mum and a column when it comes to the ksuva for a few hundred dollars, you're not gonna trust her?
Yesterday.
Exactly. That's what Bishame is asking. Amrulem Bezil Matsinu. Bishame, Basil is gonna argue and Basil doesn't change his mind on this. I told you between mum and it's harder to take money out.
It's not like, who do you think?
Yeah,
but here's where Bishama's
making. No, but for different reasons, you'll soon see. And Basil, Matsina, what did we find? She'ena let's say she says that my husband died, right? We believe her. And then she yashes a husband. So you think her brothers and her members of her family get the... If she dies, it doesn't go to her side of the family. It goes back to his side of the family. So when it comes to Yerusha, money matters. It's clear that we don't trust her completely. When it comes to marriage, we do. Now it comes to Yerusha. So difficult to suppose that. No, he never came back.
No,
he never came back.
Brothers of the dead husband are doing that.
Yeah, so when she dies, come on, she's alive, she's there, but when she dies, it goes to his husband's family, not to her family. She'ena achen ichnosin l'nachla al piya. Rashi, drachmon oma pishnai made him, well, the guy by Nisuyin did over the kill of Amishaguna, only because the guna will make up by Nisuyin, not when it comes to money matters. Says Bishama, you're right. My question is not quite, but I have another question. You know why I have a question? Because she should get a ksuva. Yerusha, she doesn't get a ksuva yet. Because in the ksuva itself, it's written. It says the ksuva, like, Misefe ksuva nilma chukoisla. He writes over there in the ksuva, She'im tenasi la'achet. If you marry another person, titli masha kosach, you're entitled to take. It's not written now, ksuva is that, but it says here, I guess in those ksuvas, right. If you get married to another person, you're entitled to take everything that's written therein. And since we allow her to marry another person, she's entitled to take a ksuva. Basil said, in that case, you're right. Not because of this kavuchem, because not a kavuchem. Money is stricter than aguna. But when it, because of this tain of the ksuv itself, the contents of the ksuv. Rashi. She got married to somebody else. Okay, we stop bringing it tomorrow, Mr. Shem.